Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've talked about this before, and you know, we're because it's so easy for us to see things, we always go, you know, I feel better when I actually see it taking place. And that's why we have videos and pictures.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, what you're seeing take place throughout, I mean, you saw it happen with Miriam Ibrahim. We talked about that in Sudan and women throughout the world, happening in the Middle East, happening in Iraq, happening in Syria, all the ISIS areas going on, that they come in there. These radical, they're Islamists. They believe fully in the Quran. And you can find out more details about Islam on the VFN Torch to find out, you know, a better, more relevant understanding. But they believe that you can, in the act of jihad, you know, fighting on the behalf of their God, mm-hmm. Allah, that you can kill folk and you can take their women and you can force them to convert to Islam. And force them into marriage. And that's actually going on. That's why when I hear women in America say they're supportive of this, and they're even pondering the idea of this, when I see Hillary Clinton supporting this, mm-hmm. and you know, with Hamas and the different things of going on, Hamas talks in Egypt, sure. happened with Morsi, you know,
Muslim Brotherhood,
instead of saying like this is a huge violation of women. And it just shows you when your mind is darkened, you'll actually create your own death, your own bondage. You'll walk right into captivity. I want you to see this. We're going to see this taking place. CBN is just reporting on this. But then we're going to show you it actually taking place where they're taking this bride and forcing her, snatching her out of a car and taking her to be married. I mean, it's horrific. But first, watch this.
The Islamic State has flaunted their targeting of all non-Muslims, from their videotaped beheadings to their bombings of religious sites. They don't even have mercy on women and children. Now, some of the girls and young women have escaped their brutal forced marriages.
I have been sold in Syria. I stayed about 5 days with my two sisters. Then one of my sisters was taken to Mosul, and I remained in Syria.
This 15-year-old Iraqi girl was trafficked by ISIS into Syria, but escaped back into Iraq.
He told me, I'm going to change your name to Abir, so your mother doesn't recognize you. You'll become Muslim, and then I will marry you. But I refused to become a Muslim, and that's why I fled.
Amsha Ali is 19 and married with one son and another on the way. She and her boy were taken in August and held for more than 3 weeks before escaping.
I saw a lot of murders of Yazidis, but the killing was not the hardest part for me. Even when they forced my husband, brother-in-law, and my father-in-law on the ground to be murdered, it was painful, but marrying into ISIS was the worst. It was the hardest thing for me.
The ISIS terrorists consider Yazidis to be heretics, and they force the young women to convert, to flee their homes, or to die. Amsha somehow found her way back to what is left of her family, a fate better than hundreds, even thousands of other ethnic and religious minorities forced to become Muslim child brides. John Waghi, CBN News.
It's just horrific what you're seeing take place, but it's like, what are we really doing? I mean, and the answer, when you hear people saying they're trying to force them to become Muslim, they're saying their faith and saying that Allah is God, that Muhammad is his prophet, that Jesus Christ has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, but he will help and be assistant to their gods, mm-hmm. basically. That she's saying that she couldn't convert. I'm sorry, I can't do this. But the answer is not military force. The answer is not air support. The answer is not sending our soldiers to this ideologues crazy environment. The answer is you, the church. The answer is going in to tell, be like this lady who says, I'm sorry, I'm not going to leave my faith for your faith. I have faith in Jesus Christ. He is the only way to God. Every other way, this is what Jesus said. He said he is the truth, the way, and the light. Any other way, there's no other way. He says they're thieves and robbers. There is no other way. There's faith in things and stuffs and ideas and concepts, but it's not faith in God. And so you can't just choose a faith and stay right with God. That's what separates God, is making Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And so that's what separates all these false gods from a true God, because the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ. And so here you are. Imagine now your body is being stolen from you and being forced into a relationship. And I'm going to show you right now. We have footage of this bride, this woman, and she's been stolen. And there's a man in this, there's a man, Islamic man in this house, and all these people, I can paint the picture for you, all these people are between the car, and she's in the back seat of the car, and she's screaming and crying, and she's holding on to the back seat of the car, and they're snatching her out of this car. But understand, they're rolling out a white carpet up to the guy's house and throwing flower pebbles over her.
Wow.
While she's screaming for her life as they're taking her in as a stolen woman to be. And this is exactly what Nehemiah says. When I talked about Nehemiah, the heart of Nehemiah rebuilding the church, I taught, this is, he said, even our bodies were taken from us. I mean, is that not enough to see her pain to say, you know what? The answer is Jesus Christ. We got to start standing up bold for the Lord. Watch this. It'll just break your heart. She is being stolen. She's in the back of a car. I'm going to tell you what's going on. And they're pulling her out and they're fixing to take her and force her to convert to Islam, to be a Muslim, and to have sex with this man as his wife. Forced, watch this tragedy. Here's the white carpet. Now they're throwing pebbles over her, flower pebbles over her. That's a Kyrgyzstan. That's Kyrgyzstan, where they're stealing a bride. And he actually did this as, this is how it happens. And they're celebrating this, according to reports.
Wow.
What if that's your daughter? What if that's your daughter? And we talked about this. I mean, plain as day, we talked about this in a segment we called Taken.
Mm-hmm.
This very thing, we called it, it's called Taken. You got to get it. You got to watch it. You got to listen to it. But it was amazing. This is exactly what happens. If we don't turn from our sin, understand the only reason anybody would have any power over you is because God would give him that power over you. When Potiphar told Jesus, don't you realize I have the authority to do this and do that, to let you go? And Jesus, and this is what we got to get. Jesus said, the only authority you have over me is what's been given you from above. Mm-hmm. Pharaoh, the only authority that you've been given has been given over me is what's been given you from above. Nebuchadnezzar, the only authority that you've been given over me is what's been given to you from above. In other words, people can be given authority over you. You can be in a time of bondage and slavery and oppression because we turned our back on God. Yeah. But when Israel repented, God removed Nebuchadnezzar's rule, Babylonian rule over his people. It's like, let's don't walk into this captivity. We need to pray for these women, but we got to understand the answer is not military force. The answer is for you to begin to serve God, to live a righteous life, but to go into the mission field and begin to tell everyone that this is the only way to God is through his son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. Well, for a radio audience that didn't get a chance to obviously see that video, you can see that video of that woman being stolen to be a bride on the torch at VFNTV.com. But I want to paint a picture of what was going on. She was in the back of a car. There was people around the car, women holding their iPhones and men just going about their everyday life while this man reportedly is in this house that she's going to be forced to be married to and to convert to Islam. And she's screaming and holding onto the back seat of the car, and they're pulling her out. And the people around her are acting like, you know, well, you would in America. Somebody said, oh, she's just got cold feet. I mean, it was almost kind of that behavior of the crowd around her while she's screaming and fighting for her life. And they had to pick her up and tow her out of the car, and they rolled a white carpet out for her. And here she is screaming for her life, and she's on her knees not wanting to go. And they had to pick her up, and they're throwing flower pebbles over her as they're picking her up and carrying her over the white rug, you know, going up to the door. And they had to carry her in the door. I mean, that has a whole different meaning. And it's like, that's what's going on. That's Kyrgyzstan. This is reportedly on Fox News just this week on Megyn Kelly, when she was interviewing one of the contractors, that he referred to Kyrgyzstan as one of our friends, and we should be launching these air raids coming out of Kyrgyzstan. That's our friend? We're friend with the nation that oppresses women like that?
Wow.
While we're actually criticizing people in our own nation who's just living for God. And we allow people in that faith to do that while our faith tells us to do. And it's some wild, dark times that are going on. But you can see that video on the VFN Torch for those that are in a radio audience. Go to VFNTV.com. Notice that, you know, as you're hearing us, quite often we're learning out loud. So, you know, we don't come to this saying we know anything or know everything, but we're willing to fumble our way through some things and say, well, we said it this way, but we found out it's a little bit deeper than that. And at times, you know, we have a correction area where we're going like, you know, that was wrong and this is how it really is. But we're willing to learn out loud. We don't have time. This thing is going right now. We've got to learn out loud. We've got to learn together, walk together, and believe that God's going to speak to us on this journey. And that's what we're doing. We're not, and the thing about this is, if you listen to secular media, quite often they're not learning to do anything. They're just reading off whatever the prompter says. Right. But the ones who have an agenda or something of that nature, they're not even really bothering to learn much of that. But we just want to tell you up front, we're learning out loud. And because we love the Lord, and we know that we're speaking to the church and those that have gone astray possibly, or those that are being drawn back, you know, this, let's walk together as believers. Let's walk together and believe that God can speak to us on this journey, that we need to watch and we need to pray. And you can watch when you're watching VFN TV or listening to the radio program. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.